geographic location within those currencies of where they are precisely, then wherever you are within that range, gauging from the whatever range prices that Maybank is trading or selling right this hot second, you then can say, aha, and you make one more pinpoint on the graph. And then you start adjusting at the next whatever you want to gauge it from. Then those shifts and things will shift. Those points and lines will go up and down, over and under, basically everything a rabbit can do to a stump. But those lines, if they're different colors, they're going to start merging. And when they all cross at that same point, then you have a new trajectory point. When they cross, that's a mark. That's where the bar, that's a measure, when you draw the line in the measure. And you do that for just a bit in time, and you'll notice that at 12.05, the Great British Pound moves 15 points most every day. So and you're going, holy crap, this has done this, and this has done this. Now, if you're talking about spots, and every time you turn around, how much you made or lost. See, they always end up at the end of the day up a little, down a little, over a little, under a little, because of program trading. But you're talking about spots from spots. Buying it at 153, I'm selling it at 158 as you spread. Then if you know that's your mark, long or short, if it hits there, you're in like Flynn. Well, if you knew exactly how to, with a fractal, how to triangulate that position, just like your phone tells you exactly how to get to the next destination, so shall a simple trading program that does that. And you don't even have to be very intelligent to pull that one out.
Well, what I'm picturing as you explain this is I'm picturing a three-sided triangle turned upside down, looking down on it, okay, from a bird's-eye view above it. And what you're saying is you're going to have a center point that is going to be the result of your triangulation. From the
may not be in the center. That's the point. If and where it is away from the skew of the center, where it is, it may not be exactly in the center.
Okay, I see what you're saying. Okay, you keep the center as your center point,
right.
And it is
okay.
Relative to that center point.
That's correct, because just like, okay, now, your GPS, when you hit the app and say, where the fuck am I? Hello, phone, tell me where the fuck I am. Okay, your phone, then immediately with a fractal, hits three towers.
Yes.
Now, though, you don't have to be in the center of those three towers, but those three towers set up triangulation, and that triangulation then will pinpoint the distance from you to each one of those three towers.
Yes.
Which then can give you latitude and longitude of precisely how you felt in that triangulated position.
Yes. Okay, so I understand the triangulation aspect.
Good,
of it.
You do.
Now, so let's use an example of three different prices.
Good.
So, for example, each triangulation. What are the three components of each antenna or each satellite? Would
the
be
price.
The prices, correct?
The spot price, and those spots have to be calculated. Exact second. So you can do it from your past. Okay? But the time you hit send on your cell phone, that's an ancient call. You get
so
that?
How should I calculate, how would I practically calculate this while I was trading?
Go back 5 minutes and guess what the live spot price is. Well, actually, if you're going in the dead Forex, better go 7 minutes because you got that much fall. Go 7 minutes back, and then you can have an accurate mark of what those spot prices were. Make you 3 points. Then you can know where it's going based on interest rates of Maybank, because every electronic funds transfer that is done today in the world goes through that little bank in Kuala Lumpur.
So how do I get the information? How do I get Maybank's data?
Well, they have a website, maybank.com.
Okay.
And if you're working on a interest rate is, that becomes a new mark. And you adjust. And then it's like the shampoo bottle. Do you have a shampoo bottle?
Yes.
Have you ever read the directions?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think so.
It says, rinse, wet your hair. Then it says, lather. And it says, rinse. Then it says, repeat. And what you find is, here's what they don't tell you. If you continually did that like 3 times, 4 times, it takes less and less and less shampoo to create the exact same amount of lather. The cleaner your hair gets, the more you get good at this triangulation business, the less vigorous it takes to make the same amount of money.
Okay. So
less shampoo, cleaner the hair, third time washing, it takes a tiny, 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 tiny bit of money or shampoo to create the identical amount of lather that it did the first time when you didn't know what you were doing.
Lather meaning return.
Yeah, vigorous.
Well, that's very, very good. So,
good.
So what you would do is, so let's get back to the triangulation point.
Okay.
So you would look back 7 minutes and basically see this change over 7 minutes to now.
No. Get the exact points of those 3 triangulation points, whatever those triangulation points are. And then once those are set, you know where they are. Now you started your graph so that your fractal can calculate it. And then what happens, you just let it roll. And then as they cross and over and cross and over and cross and over, from the difference, the ups and the downs, sets a sine cosine, just like your cell towers, to see how close or far you are from the connecting signal. The same way, if you go to make a call, it chooses the closest tower or the less busy tower to connect your transmission. Vis-a-vis the fractal. So you just set that same mark, and when they cross, mark it again. When they cross, all 3 cross at the exact same instantaneous moment from that point further, future, then you know that sets a new point of triangulation. Then you recheck what the interest rates are because it's changed. Because the great British pound may shoot way up or way down for whatever reason. But that really doesn't matter if it has no causal effect on the yen or the yuan, if that's what you're triangulating. You see?
Okay, so what would the actual, let's say you've got, okay, right now I've got a piece of paper in front of me.
Yep.
And I'm drawing 3 dots on the page in the shape of a triangle.
Yep.
Now, those dots represent what in this, this equation?
3 prices, 3 accurate spot prices at the simultaneous time.
Okay.
Must be at the exact second.
Now, are these 3 dots, should they be on a graph?
No, just put them in your little looky box thing. Put in your little, run it like a fractal. You basically, you're setting 3, let's say if you're doing three logarithms. Do it
okay.
That way. That's the way your computer does it.
Well, mind if you use an example like state, like let's use pound and U.S. dollar and yen.
Okay, fine.
So we would look at the spot prices for the pound, the U.S. dollar, and the yen, and those prices would be inputted into this equation.
Correct. Like your trading screen. You know how it's moving through the day? It goes up and down and up and down based on what you're following that you're trading and working with that moment.
Yes.
The up or the down. That's the same line, linear frequency of what it's trading. Because when the price changes, the frequency changes, so the line goes up. When the price goes down, the frequency changes, so the line goes down. So you have a sine cosine setup. Simple mathematics.
Yes. So these, so each dot will correspond to a price of a currency.
Yes.
Now, where do you move forward from there?
What,
and how do you
price,
plot your actual?
Well, you don't plot them. They plot them. They are plotted. If you start off at this 12:01 p.m., spot prices are, boom, 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 3 points. Mark those at that mark of time, because you know how your screen moves as it goes through your day.
Yep.
Right?
Right.
Okay, you mark those points. Well, from those points, those prices, they don't stay flat, they go up and down, based on instantaneous supply, demand, market share points within a hundred or the thousandth basis point, up or down, from that spot price, correct?
Correct.
Okay. Well, those lines that are created, when those lines all three cross, then that's a new point. That's a new point. That's a new start over point. That means you go up. The rules have changed. All that they crossed, boom, here we are. Boom, when the lines cross. Now, it may take a day for them to cross, but your computer would automatically, with a fractal, would keep track of that for you and let you know your position. And once your position crosses, sell. Or, based on what you're doing, it may tell you to buy. If the interest rate at Maybank goes up 5 basis points, then we would say buy. If it goes down 5 basis points, we'd say sell. And you play that within your computer programming because you're the computer guru. My God, you don't go to the bathroom without checking on your lucky box now. So use that to serve you and change exactly what it is. And then, boom, you can make the program do it for you.
Now, is this a risk migration an actual program, or are you just using it as a saying?
No, we're saying if you're smart, you'd write the program.
What would I write it on?
Your lucky box.
Pardon?
Your lucky box.
No, I know, but the program would be, does it just have to be a mathematical calculation?
Yes. Do it with a pencil. Sharp pencil and some good number two pencil and some pretty white paper. You can do it from there.
Okay.
But you want lifetime quotes. See, that's where your lucky box hits you. You want to play off the best that the chip body can provide. But now that's Bob 101. You know that. I mean, you don't have to be brilliant to figure that one out.
No, of course not. But the thing is, like, what would the actual calculation be? Like, where do I find the calculation? Like, I could open up and try and program this, but I'd be starting from sort of ground zero. I don't know where to begin.
Does the Forex, don't be fooling with the Forex if they won't give you live spot pricing.
Oh, they give you live spot pricing.
Well, that's all you need.
But like right now, all I have is prices relative to a currency cross or a currency.
No. They go back based on the spot. That's not what we're talking about. That's what the blithering idiots are doing.
Okay.
Trying to make a program. They're trying to make a program.
Another market.
We're sorry. Go ahead.
I should get the spot price from a different market or a different data provider.
Fine. But make sure you get all three prices from the same geographic space and time. Now, see, for fun, if you're going to develop this, we'd say, why don't you go back 30 days? Ancient history. And you can do this same thing so you know exactly how it moves and what its causal effect is.
Yeah.
Now remember, don't go too far from the stream. If the medium is the message, you now know how it goes based on how it went. So you basically would be buying and selling based on how things, not how they go, on how they went.
Yes, just to test and run through the system.
Well, once it does that, then all of a sudden, lay your money down and see what happens.
So, the only thing that I'm not clear on right now is how you turn the three triangulation points into an actual decision to buy or sell. And
okay.
Also,
do you know how logarithms work?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, then we'll help you with that. Then that would be a bit confusing. Do you know a circle? Draw a circle on a piece of paper.
Okay.
Okay. Pick a point on that circle. We really don't care where.
Within it or around the perimeter?
On the perimeter.
Okay.
Now, if that pinpoint was fixed on that specific spot on that circle, and you rotated that circle, kind of like on the locomotives, you know, they have an arm on the train, and it turns, and then that stick that's attached to that wheel goes around, up and down, around, around, and around?
Yes.
Right? It's how they propel a locomotive?
Yes.
Well, if you did that in a computer diagram, what you'd notice is that if that were marking that circular, spiraling, turning, the wheels on the bus go round and round, you would notice that would set a frequency, a peak and a trough, on that wheel. Now, if you draw a line through the very center of that, you'd see the high, and the low, correct?
Yep.
If you pull a cosine off of that peak and trough, or in this particular case, if you had three wheels that were different prices, you'd have three different peaks and troughs within the three currencies, would you not?
Yes, you would.
Well, where those intersected, what you call, if we were doing an EEG on you, those would then cross at the theta wavelength, or where those three sine cosines intersect. That's your field of play. That's your triangulation. Now, you're saying, great, Ion, you're so kind, you really made us smart, thank you so much, you old non-physical sumbitch, you. Now, how does that help me? Okay, when the three sine cosines cross at the middle, okay, or neutral, when they intersect, we say at that moment, check what the price at Maybank has done, up or down, based on the span of time that you're gauging. If you're doing a 30-day trade, then get the 30-day rate. If you're doing a 7-day trade, do from the 7-day. And if you set that one time through and wrote a computer program based on that information, which is it's no different than setting your Peapod to wake your ass up in the morning or afternoon, whenever you decide to get up.
The difference is I don't have much experience writing bare bones programming.
Well, this really isn't a bare. This is pencil and paper.
Well,
we're just saying if you apply it in your lucky box, it'll bank for you.
Could you run through the actual equation?
Well, we just did.
No, but in terms of taking the prices, like you would input that price into what equation? The three prices.
Oh, okay, okay. You'd have if you're going to have a triangle ABC. Okay.
Okay.
At point A, point B, point C. You have three currencies. Choose the currencies. Input the currencies that you're dealing with. Because you're not limited to three. You can have 100 of these working simultaneously. But let's just take three. Yuan, Yen, Great British Pound.
Okay.
A, B, C. In any order you want them to be in, just so you can tell the difference. We'd say make them be different colors. So you know instantly, because when this gets rolling, you see, it could be confusing if you didn't have a clear delineation of which was what. Okay?
Yes.
Alright. Now, you set that up in your regular Forex trading account. You have these screens where everything's flowing. You have these crazy lines. They're going up and down and over and under and everything a rabbit can do to a stump. Right?
Right.
Well, all we're saying do is you set those three points as an ABC, okay, three at the simultaneous time. It has to be within a hundredth of a second, the price, the live spot price. But now, if you're going backward in time, that's a piece of cake.
Yes.
See? I mean, it's easy once it's done. once it's old school, once it's closed, they rarely change those once they've paid out on it or collected on it, you see. All right. So once that you get those 3 points, then you start from those points, and then you make a line progressing through your day. That line goes down when the price goes down based on whatever the spot price, not against another currency. See, it stands on its own. Because in this particular position, you're not trading against another currency. That's where you're going to catch it in the rectum.
Uh-huh.
Your ass ain't sore. It'll get sore real fast, we promise. This has nothing to do with any other currency. You're setting a triangular point, triangulation point, just like your cell phone will triangulate wherever you are in the world geographically. Except Mumbai, and then it won't do so well there. They don't have good coverage. But it works in New York, it works in Chicago, it works in Toronto, it works in Saskatchewan, okay? So, because it just uses whatever towers are. Well, whatever points you set is whatever they are. Then you go from those three individual points from your spans, what you're calling lifetime, forward. And as those prices go down, the line goes down. And as the prices go up, the line goes up. And when those three different colored lines intersect at a certain geographic point, that's where you draw a bar, a measure, and that's your field of play. You're done. Then you start over. When they cross and point exactly, that's your point. That tells you to sell if you're holding something or to buy if you're not holding something. And how much to buy or sell and at what price, you look at Maybank spot price on CD rates. Because everything could be wrong along just copacetically beautiful, and then Maybank bumped their rate a bit, which affects every EFT transfer in the entire world. That's what Deutsche is looking at.
I understand some of it, but I'm just a bit gray on the physical process of what you do with the prices. Like, let's say I've got, I mean, can we use any number for examples? Like, let's say the U.S. dollar is at 20, the yen is at 40, and the pound is at 55.
Got it. Those are 3 points. Draw a straight line on a piece of paper.
Okay.
Put those in order, highest to lowest, if you want to.
That's now, when you say a straight line, does it have to be a diagonal line going from bottom left, top right, or just straight?
Straight line. Points. 3 points.
A horizontal line.
Yes. And know that this is a triangulation position, so you'd have an A, B, and C. Okay?
Okay. And A, B, and C would be along the line?
Yes.
Okay.
Vertically. Because you're going to put this into motion the same way a fractal triangulates your position. It draws straight vertical lines and then sees where you are in perspective of those straight vertical lines. Well, from what you're doing, you can take those 3 points of a triangle and line them up, straight up and down. And then where they move from there forward will give you the same way as if you took those 3 points. Do you know what a spirograph is?
No.
Look up spirograph.
Okay.
And what it is it's like you have these little cogs and sprockets.
Yep.
And you put this thing on a piece of paper and you pin it down and you put your ink pen in a sprocket and you turn it around. And as it keeps making a circular motion, it creates a picture.
Okay, interesting.
Spirograph. Now, what you're doing from a straight line, you're taking a triangle and then turning it clockwise. And each A, B, and C would be a different colored ink pen in A, B, and C and turning it. Only your points aren't set by the spirograph. The points are set by the price, the live spot price of the currency.
Okay, so you you're constantly taking the live price and comparing it to what it was when you originally plotted.
When they were at the exact same moment when you plotted those original prices.
Any shift
from those prices makes your line go down or your line go up.
Okay, so right now we're working with the 20, the 40, and the 55. Now, I've got a horizontal line on my piece of paper.
Yes.
Those prices would be plotted along that horizontal line.
Correct. Maybe go highest to lowest. It's fine.
Okay, and does it matter if you start all the way to one end, or should the horizontal line go from 1 to 1,000, let's say, and they
makes
would be
no
plotted
difference.
Along that, or does it
makes
matter?
Makes no difference. Make the geographic distance between them be equal.
Okay.
Whatever that distance is, make them be equal, and you would gauge those distances. But if you're going to trade 8 times a day, you would put them within an eighth of each other. Okay?
Okay, so...
one part to 8. Now, that's not critical, because the frequency that those lines are going to emit based on their new future live trading price really makes no difference, you see.
I wish you could see what I'm writing.
We do. It is not exactly correct. Think of what you're drawing is fine, but from the way your computer would... Okay, you know what a fractal is?
A fractal? Do you mind explaining, just so I'm totally clear?
Well, let's just make it easy. You could spend an hour right there. Look up fractal.
Okay.
And then you'll find out that what that is, it's like a bunked out shaped antenna that attaches to your cell phone that you use to triangulate your position.
Okay.
Okay. So you can get real smart. There's all kinds of fractals, all different kinds. All we're saying is apply a fractal to your computer to do these calculations that you're working on right here from the sine, cosine. 3 sines and 3 cosines simultaneously overlapped will intersect. And where they intersect is your trading day. Now, if that's 8 times a day, great. Or if it's once a week, great. Makes no difference. But what you're doing is you're noticing the intersections. Because when those 3 points intersect, then you not only know where you are geographically within those 3 points, they've now synced. So every wavelength frequency from that synced point forward will repeat. Every single time, without fail or exception.
Wow.
Now you know what the Great British Pound will be April 2nd.
So the end result of this process is 100% trading?
Of course.
Wow. Okay, so it's a process worth focusing on.
If you want to. But see, there's enough empirical data that you can go backward and prove it.
Well, that's what I'd like to do first.
Of course.
So,
and then take it live. Okay.
Exactly.
Take it live.
Go back. What should my back testing process be? Like the physical process. Like walk me through the physical process of what I need to do.
January the 1st, 12:00. Get the spot exact when the clock struck 12 exactly. Find out the price of 3 currencies you want to play with that you already like. Okay.
Okay.
Whatever they are, we don't care. Look, you know, like I say, Iraqi dinar probably wouldn't be high on the food chain.
No,
but,
I'll keep it.
But
to,
you
I'll,
know what I'm talking
at the beginning,
something,
I'll do
something
US
available.
Yen, yeah.
Fine. Something that's available. All right. You find those 3 points and you plot them. And then you can check it in a week, a day, every day. You can check it any way you want to. All that data is old school. That is available.
Yes.
Just make sure that whatever, when you're matching, saying if you're going to do the price January 2nd at 12:00, we don't care. just make sure that all those prices are exactly at that time. Not, if we would like it, well, actually, the computer gets it exact, we would say within a second. That's how precise this is.
Is there a software, or is this code, is it already written somewhere that I can just go and grab it on the internet?
Not yet.
Okay, and is there...
But we must caution you, people do engage with us.
People engage... Repeat that for a second.
We must warn you, caution you, that people do engage with us. So if someone else asked the exact same question, we'd give the exact same answer. And then,
okay. So
we say you can't go on your Looky Box and get it today, but that doesn't mean you won't this time in a month.
Okay. I see what you're saying.
You may be looking at it on an infomercial. Oh, the next time you watch a little foreigner on your YouTube, maybe it advertised that this is the new hottest thing since sliced bread.
Well, it depends who's talking to you, I guess.
Well, exactly. But here's what's great fun. If you figure this out, which is not very difficult to do because it's recorded, you can go back through and look up everything that you're trying to find out for yourself. If you figure out how this works, the last thing you're going to do is try to sell it to the masses. You're going to be a marvelous, selfish creator and hold it for your damn self.
Well,
call it a day.
Yeah, I wouldn't sell it.
Good. Oh, we don't care. We say good because we don't care.
Yes, exactly.
You're making a difference to us. I mean, it's just a little dab of money. I mean, it's for Pete's sake.
Now, do you have any ability to send me or direct me to exactly what you're talking about?
Well, we're going to send you a recording.
Okay. I meant other than the recording, because I'm just trying to visualize exactly what you are. What your perception of what I should be drawing is, you know?
Okay. Well, take a straight line, take 3 points. Adjust the lines appropriately for the price. When the lines cross, so it makes no difference if they go up or down, and they're not against anything, any other currency, okay? It's not the pound versus the dollar and what the price is. We're talking about what the actual spot price is, period. The live spot price. Well, when they go up and down and those lines intersect and cross each other, from a simple, basic, no difference, be no difference if you did it with stocks and did it in a graph.
Is there a y-axis involved that they're plotted along?
Yes, that would be what you'd call time of day or your future from your past or your past to your future. Timing.
So let me just draw. I'm going to try. So does it look more like this? Would it be more like this? Like 55 would be here, and then 40, and then 20, and then the line would end up like this?
No. The line would go straight up and down, and then you'd make a cross middle of that graph. They'll do the three dots, and then draw a line perpendicular, so you'd make it like a graph, if that's what you want to do. Now, and if X is straight up and down, and Y is horizontal?
I think it's the reverse, is it?
Makes no difference. Whichever way you want to do it, it's fine. Okay. Either way, it's fine. So therefore, then, the horizontal line would be future spans of time.
Okay.
And that's your mark. And then you can gauge exactly. In 5 days, the lines crossed, all three lines went up and down, intersected exactly at the same point at some future span of time. That's when your cycle is complete. Then you start your cycle from there. Or when they 3 points cross, if you own those positions, we say sell them. If you don't own those positions, we say buy them. And you go, well, that's great, I own, that's about as much fun as a stick and eye. How much? Well, we say go to Maybank, see what their spot price is from the length of time that this cycle was, and any increase or decrease will tell you the amount to buy or sell, up or down.
Okay, so look at what I'm drawing now is basically the y-axis, mm-hmm. and then the change in price along time.
Correct.
And basically, you would be wanting to look for this point.
For the point, well, when the 3 points intersect, that's when it's time to make a buy or a sell order.
Okay, so. I guess, I mean, this is kind of an odd question to ask because I can't really see you how you can, but can you see what's on my page now?
Yes.
Is this more like it? Like you would chart price along lines until all three intersect?
Yes. Yes.
Okay, and then this horizontal would be your axis, would be your time.
Yes.
Okay, so this is January 1st.
Oh, no, that's right. Now, see how you're flowing on a little logarithm there, okay? Now, when they intersect, all 3 points cross, where one's gone down, the other's gone up, and they intersect. When they intersect, then you draw another vertical line. That's
like
a measure.
This.
Yes, straight up and down, just like your 3 points you began with.
Okay.
Okay? Now, then that becomes a block. That means if you own up into that block, then you sell. If you don't own up into that block, it's a new day to buy.
Okay. So this, what is the significance? Now, would that mean that they are all trading at the same spot price?
No.
When they intersect, what would have to happen for those lines to intersect?
The 55 would have to go down to 30. The 20 would go up to 44. The 40 would go up or down. See, it's not about that they'd be the same price. Because we're not doing price, we're doing time. You see? It doesn't.
Okay.
It means at that moment, at that moment, they would be crossing.
Now, when we're thinking about crossing, we're thinking about crossing, like, for example, this point, the point at which they cross, that point wouldn't be necessarily measured on the vertical axis at a price. Like, they don't need to be all the same price for them to cross, correct?
They would never be the same price.
Exactly. Okay,
right.
So...
Well, it wouldn't be very... You wouldn't have to do much trading if they were all the same... If the dollar, the yen, and the pound were the same price, we'd be having a different conversation. But if they go up and down, that logarithm that you're creating with a sine cosine would then set, and those would interact, overlap.
Okay.
That's what the up and the down, that's what you're doing.
I'm going to go and try and get some more information on all these key terms, and then I'm going to see if Bob can schedule me in for another session.
Wonderful. We love to play all day, every day. It's very, very wonderfully delicious. Therefore, we are totally, deliciously, happily, forever incomplete.
Okay, that's the first session. Let's bring up the
all participants are now unmuted.
Okay, did you guys
good,
you liked it?
Yes, I did.
You managed to stay, you stayed for the whole run. The whole hour.
Yes, I did. And he started, Ion started off, I didn't know that. I didn't know that Deutsche Bank says to FX trading. I didn't know that. I know that London is the main trading hub, FX trading hub, but then I did some a quick Google, and Deutsche Bank is, they have a special trading desk, and it's actually based in London. But that's interesting. I didn't know that. I did not know
that. You didn't know Deutsche Bank was the hub.
Yeah, I didn't know that they were the leading trade. I knew we always – London is the headquarters whenever you want to do an FX trade. But it seems that Deutsche Bank is like the top trader because they developed some type of software. It's no longer on the phone. It's some type of online trading that they do. So mm-hmm. that's new. I didn't know that either. Because I've done it always, FX trading on the phone. So, I mean, we still do that. We set – request, but it's the first time I've heard that they do an online. So that was interesting. And he's really laying it out for the guy. I mean, I've never done it, the three currency trading, but he's really laying it out. I mean.
Yeah, well, hearing it, you know, I heard it last night, and now I'm hearing it for the second time, and I know what's coming in the next couple of hours. We'll do one more hour. Which is half of the next session. That's one session there. Now comes the session a few couple weeks later, month later, I think, and that's an hour and three quarters. So I'm only doing the first hour of that session. But So listen to it again, knowing the stages he's going to go through in the second hour coming up. I saw how he laid it out. He told a lot, and he told nothing. You have to, now you're going to hear in the next hour, Nelson going through just trying to find out some of the first phrases that Ion used, what they meant. This is going to go on for many sessions. But listen to it again. Just now I heard, there's all, he's telling him every phase, but there's a lot involved in making each phase. So, is there anything, did I ever talk about any of this stuff in public? On the radio show?
You asked Ion, and they reluctantly outlined it about trying to track a point and 3 points. The basic overview of, how a cell phone tracks and how you have to set a circle in a 90-degree angle and through the plots, but I got a little more from what they laid out from there about tracking those three currencies. I got a little bit more than what they laid out publicly. I think they did it in 2014.
Yeah, there's not much public. There's not much in the public. So this is the first time. So let's see. Who else is here? Did Jason stay? No, Jason's gone.
Hi, Bob.
You hear? What do you think, Sean?
Was I correct in, I've heard Ion in the past also say Maybank is going to make it.
Yes.
And now this is very interesting that every transaction goes through them.
Well, that's what always was the case since 93, 94, after the World Trade Center got bombed in 93. Uh-huh. Then it shifted to Maybank, you know, by 95 or something. That's because China was becoming the power hub. So, yes, you knew about that, right? Bert, the Maybank, knew that. Ion's talked about that in public.
Yeah, there were some details you laid out in maybe three or four private sessions that outlined the establishment of Maybank and how it was arranged just a couple weeks
ago. Right. Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, you would have heard that. And that'd be 2010.
Yeah.
Well, privately, but just heard it now, or a couple weeks ago. So, any other thoughts about it?
Well, I found about 3 weeks ago. About 3 months ago, I found this university, Open University course that I got interested in. But was to teach you how to write a program to trade for you in the stock market. So I'm thinking, surely by now someone, because there's there is loads of robots out there being sold, and there's big scams as well. But it's very interesting that I'm just made it so simple. Yes, write a program. Yes, your markers and your perimeters, and off you go.
Yeah, but what do you hear?
It's fascinating.
Well, what do you hear what's involved?
Yeah.
And you're not going to hear for many sessions what's going on. What Ian means by you're calling a program.
Yeah, so not an algorithm.
Well, he calls it an algorithm, I think. Didn't he, in this session? Or is that in the next one?
What does he call it?
Yes, he did call it an algorithm.
A different word.
Yeah.
Was
he mentioned
algorithm?
Yes, because he asked the guy if he knew what an algorithm was. He asked
him if
he knew what
Right. So, Gene, you know, your phone shows you coming through Toronto. That's because you're on SIP or something?
I'm on a VPN. So, it's a security thing. So that, advertisers and marketers and whoever grabs your information can't determine your location. So I could be, I'm in Toronto now. And the program sets the best location.
Right.
So I don't know where I am.
So what do you think? It says Toronto. So what do you think of what you heard and your economics knowledge?
Well, I'm looking forward to every recording from this point forward because the formula itself, what he laid out, was very simple. And I want to do it. You said that Chad attempted the whole thing, and tried to write a program over it. So, I'm at the point where, I can create that graph. It's pretty simple if you determine the sine and the cosine, and you can find where the lines intersect. Then you check the Maybank CD, yield on CDs, but then what do you do?
Yes. Yeah, so that's all that Ian has said. There's a lot more involved.
And if you apply it, he said you could apply it to anything. Well, I'm thinking personally of utilities. And you know why I'm thinking of utilities. You know, it's so when to buy or when to... I'm not interested in selling my utilities, but if you plotted... So if you plotted, if you pick three utilities, one being SO... what would be Maybank?
Right.
In that scenario. I'm not quite sure what you do with the yield on CDs at Maybank. And Bert, what does Maybank have to do with Deutsche Bank? Because he started out by saying Deutsche Bank sets the market.
It's two different things. Deutsche Bank is one of the largest, is the largest FX trading. And Maybank is just, they track every dollar movement in the world.
Okay.
That was laid out a couple
weeks
ago.
So Deutsche Bank can affect any trade they make, affects the entire market because they trade so big.
Yes.
That's what
it sounds like. Okay. But that's some pretty interesting details. I've never been that really involved in how an FX trading hub can actually influence, but I guess it's because of the bulk of trades that do that may influence the whole market, sounds like. But that's speculation. I don't really know.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. I'm looking at my notes. Every transfer goes through this little tiny place called Maybank. So, Maybank's kind of recording everything
every
and determining
exchange.
Their...
Yeah.
Yeah, and they determine what their yield on their CD is based on that information.
And that was an interesting point. Because that's like... you're doing triangulation, but the reference point was the rate, the certificate deposit rate at Maybank as a mean to track with the other three. So that's different. It's a little more details.
Yes. I was thinking
also
of all
the
kinds of other.
Also, the Y part tracks the actual timing. The Y part of the graph of tracking the frequency tracks the timing or the date timing, which is
I think Nelson had those flipped, don't you?
Say again?
Oh, I lost you. Don't you think the timing, the timeline should be on the X and the points should be, the price should be the Y? That's...
No, Ion said the Y was the timing. Ion said the Y was timing, from what
well,
I remember.
Yeah, but listen to it again. I think that's because Nelson was laying it down that way. And at the very end, I think then Nelson said, oh, so the timing should be horizontal. I want to rehear that. But I had the graph turned around in my head where X and Y were the opposite. And I thought I heard in the end that he actually flipped it too. Because I can't picture it with timing on the Y. You know what I mean?
The Y is horizontal. Well, I know what you mean, but I've seen graphs and I've done graphs. And if the Y is horizontal, from a visual standpoint, it's easier to track timing when you're going horizontal versus vertically.
Yes. Yes.
Because timing rate will go, you know, it say it could go to infinity.
Into
and
infinity.
You're actually able to track
right.
If you're tracking dates. It makes more sense that
right.
It goes horizontal. That's how I saw it, because if it goes vertical, you know, how, you know, it's
yep, just me too.
Busy, how we're oriented, it's
yeah.
easier to go horizontal.
You're going to have a range of price. Yeah, you're going to have a range of price, you know.
Right.
So from a vertical standpoint, it's a shorter range than time could be.
Right.
So, yeah.
That's how I saw it.
Yeah. And the other thing I was just making... those analogies, he was talking about triangulation. So you're driving down the road and you've got your GPS thing on, the maps on, because I use it when I go to the cities. And it's triangulating your point every second or every millisecond and using that information to determine the next place you're going to be, the next point on the road you're going to be. But if the weather's bad, it's going to slow you down. Or if there's construction and there's a detour in the road, you're going to turn another way and to go avoid the construction. And that's kind of like Maybank, you know, where the Maybank yield is going to influence the direction that the line goes for points A, B, and C. And so Maybank is like the influencer, like the weather would be if you're driving. But that's as far as I can get, you know. How do you? That's where I'm at. So play the next one, Bob. But if Chad tried it, that's the, you know, I remember the recordings you played, and when we've talked about this before, where you said, you know, Chad got to a point and it's so complicated that he couldn't get it. It's a little discouraging to try.
Yeah.
You know.
Okay, so
we'll see what's next.
This is, I want to get this under the next hour so we can end the show at 2 my time. So, yes, we're ready to go.
Now, did Calithia really get it, though, Bob? Did Calithia really?
I don't know.
Okay.
She disappeared. She didn't tell me in the end. So I don't know what happened to her. Okay, so this is... this is the second one, second session, and the first hour of it, and I think you'll find this different from what you expected. Okay, so here goes.
All participants are now muted.
And this is a month later. We have just heard February 3rd, 2011. Now it's March 3rd, 2011. So here we go.
All right. Hi, Ion. I spoke with you a number of weeks ago about the Forex market.
Yes.
And we went over calculations and different concepts. And now that we're talking during the week, the markets are open. I'd like to move forward through the calculation with you with actual live or a little bit historical prices, just so I can get a feel for it.
No problem.
Well, fantastic. Well, we were talking about triangulation, and we were talking about logarithms and all sorts of different things. And I did some research, and a lot of the concepts that you were talking about, especially on the math end, I understand, but I also have an image in my head with what we were talking about when you use the locomotive analogy, and when
you always
use all the analogies to draw a sine wave and all that stuff. I'd like to pick three currencies.
Nelson.
Yes.
You're talking too loud. You're not hearing. Ion's already responded twice, and you didn't hear it.
I'm not hearing any response.
You don't hear him speak, Ion.
Yes, exactly. Being a literal picture person, it's very logical that you would want to see it, because once you could visually, from a linear perspective, engage it, you could then have a good opportunity to actually connect the dots and make what our words, put them into a perspective to where you could actually then engage and get gain from that interaction. So very good.
Yeah, so watch the volume, Nelson. You're very loud, and you're missing Ion's little nods and grunts and statements. So, you know, just
listen. All right. It's all right. So you got three currencies. All right, go.
Yes. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to pull up. They're all going to be U.S. dollar denominated, so the price is all relevant to the U.S. dollar, relative
Very
to
good.
The U.S. dollar.
Very good.
So let's use the two examples you used last time. We want to pick three. Let's use the euro-U.S. dollar, so it's the euro relative to the U.S. dollar. So
buying
the euro,
or selling? Well, buying or selling which?
Oh, that's
what's the
question.
First currency?
So I would have to know what I want to do before I perform the calculation. I would have to know if I want to buy or sell.
Well, right. And then also you'd want to gauge. Now, wait. Now, if you're doing this live, that's no problem. But the point of doing triangulation is to know exactly where you are and where it will go. So if you don't know what you're buying or selling, or if you're buying or selling, or which one you're buying or selling, then you're going to be able to triangulate it, but you're just going to, at the end of the day, it's going to be moot. Because until you have the parameters, okay, let's do it this way. You know the GPS in your phone?
Yes.
The only way that works is to know, for the phone to know where it is geographically, to give you directions from wherever you are. See, it doesn't work by saying, oh, it's over there. Well, over there is nebulous. But it has to, if you don't know where you're starting from, to triangulate, even with a very good fractal, it won't know where to take you to from. So you got to acknowledge
what
you're
saying. So part of the initial assessment is you stating, I'm looking to sell, and then you perform the calculation.
I got dollars. I want to buy pounds, and I want to make a profit on pounds, okay? I got yen. I want to exchange it for yuan, and I want to make the spread. Or you can do it now. Now, you can do it once you get this, see, like Google Earth. Once you get the big picture of how this actually applies, then you can make your choice and decision based on what the triangulated pinpoints are. So there is a way to do what you're trying to do, but if you're going live out, you need to get a hands-on feel for what to do. Okay? And once you do that, it becomes a very practical applier. Your variables, you know where the variables are. Then you can fill in the equation. Yes, I want to buy. Yes, I want to sell. And you can even run your red line and see and see what it's doing immediately.
Okay, so how do you recommend we move forward and we do an example to go in history and pick a point in time in history?
You can. You can. You got the words. You've already re-listened to the session, and you have done some...